beautiful Arizona. Saturday morning to you. We're in our final segment in the garden with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. We're going to get through as many texts and callers as we can, but we've got a long January garden checklist, and we've got a few things we've yet to get to here, as it includes to the winter veggies.
Right, so we're still, the cool thing about gardening here in the wintertime, no pun intended with the cool, but all of our cool season vegetables can be multi-crop. You can be planting them several times over the course of the season. So lettuces and chards and spinach and arugula and kales can all be replanted. So if you've kind of used up some of your, or you're getting close to maybe running out, get out there and plant some more of it. You can still sow beets and radishes and turnips and carrots and do another crops of those, onions. So you can have these crop rotation going on. The only thing you want to kind of watch now, we're getting close, about 30 days, maybe a little less actually, where we can start putting tomatoes and peppers in the ground about the 1st of February. So kind of watch your space. If you're limited on space, you want to make sure you've got a spot to go into the ground with those, because timing's really important on those. It's almost the opposite. Cool season gardening, we've got lots of time. The season's spread out. We can multi-crop. There's no urgency. When we get into the warm season crops, like tomatoes and peppers, man, you got to get them in early and get them in and get them going, because your enemy at the end of that is the heat. And if we don't get those crops off and producing before it gets real hot, they're just going to shut down. So you really want to make sure you've got a spot to go in the ground. As soon as we hit that first weekend of February, boom, you need to be going in with them.
And you had mentioned not watering our lawns because of all the wonderful rain we've received, but you still need to be fertilizing.
Make sure your lawns are well fed. That'll keep them nice and green. The enemy of a winter lawns usually is a hard frost or freeze and dampness and cool nights and cool soil, really cold soil temperatures. Even though they're cool season turf grasses, they don't like really cold soil temperatures. So keep them healthy and keep them green. And only certain types of fertilizer will work in the cold weather. So we like one called Turf Royale. It's 21714, and part of the makeup of that is ammonium nitrate. The nitrate-type nitrogen just is a lot more available in the colder weather to the plant than things like ammoniacal or ammonium sulfate or urea or some of those types of nitrogens.
A couple of our textures as we wrap up this hour says, I have a desert sage. It's overgrown and no growth in the middle. Can I trim it back?
About the middle of February, have at it. Cut it way back. Cut it back severely. Let it rejuvenate, and it'll fill in the middle. The reason there's no growth in the middle is it's developed a big canopy, and there's not enough light getting down in the center of that plant. And we keep shearing it. We keep just cutting the same amount of growth off on the outside and keep it sheared. Then we end up with no growth in the middle. So do a heavy, severe pruning in mid-February to 1st of March, and then let it grow the rest of the year. Quit shearing them. Quit making them look like little balls and boxes and shapes, and let them have a natural growth, and they'll look really pretty.
Jimmy and Tempe texted, thank you for including name, most importantly, city. That does help when answering especially the landscape questions. Wants to know, what's the best time of year to plant citrus?
Well, I like it. I like to plant them in the fall, but spring's a great time. February, March is really good. We've gotten to the point where we've got local citrus producers here now that produce trees that we can plant pretty much year-round. You want to watch some of the young, small trees when it gets cold. They can be a little bit tender, but I think you can plant citrus just about 12 months out of the year here. I don't advocate it in maybe July or August or maybe, January, but other than that, I think you're pretty good.
He asked what kind, and last week we had the urban farmer Greg Peterson on, and he had a great answer. Well, what do you like to eat?
Right, exactly, because you're going to get more than you can
eat.
Yeah. If you like lemons, use a lot of lemons, plant a lemon. If you like grapefruit, some people can't eat grapefruit because of medical issues, they don't plant a grapefruit. Because typically with citrus, if it's a full-size standard citrus tree, most families are going to probably get more fruit than they can use. So you want to make sure it's something you like.
Well, I appreciate y'all humoring me. I'm the rodeo trail with the family, broadcasting live in Casa Grande. Jay's on his way to Harper's Nursery for their 36th annual Rose Festival. Rosie takes over from the studio next hour with open lines. Jay, anybody that wanted to attend a Rose clinic today?
At 10 o'clock, maybe bring a chair, and we'll have hot dogs for you afterwards at Harper's Nursery on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas in Scottsdale.
Ride them, cowboy.
Bring a lawn chair.
Go, be careful where you step.
It's too late for that. It was dark when I got here.
Uh-oh.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.